A British thriller from a pair of first-time filmmakers is steeped in suspense about what will happen after an act of violence. Although its title is Femme, critic Bob Mondello says the film is all about masculinity and power.
Jules is backstage with friends at an East London club preparing for his performance when we meet him.
Break a leg.
Oh my God, I love that phrase when I'm wearing heels.
As he hits the stage in a dramatic blue gown, the camera circles him, taking in his transformation.
Aphrodite!
Shoulders square, a fierce glamazon who's all swagger and confidence, makeup, long braids, nails, a sort of armor. But outside the club, their effect is different, not so much armor as a target for bigots. So a now miniskirted Jules is skittish in a convenience store when laddish louts enter.
Hey, is that a bloke?
One with neck tattoos, who'd looked at him earlier outside the club, now spits a slur. And some speck of Aphrodite in Jules taunts back.
Takes one to know one, innit?
What?
Hey, what'd he say?
He's a big man in his high heels.
Hey, turn around and say that. Wait, turn around.
So Jules does.
Caught you checking me out earlier.
Jules struts away, but in heels, not quickly enough. Neck tattoo guy catches him outside and beats him savagely, leaving Jules naked, bloody, traumatized, to the point that months later, he's barely leaving his apartment. But when one of his friends says,
"You're letting them win,"
he realizes there's some truth to that and heads out to what he thinks is a safe space, a gay sauna. And who's there? Tattoo guy. Jumpy, nervous, and clearly not recognizing Jules without wig and makeup. When the guy suggests a hookup,
commoner,
Jules follows him outside and to his car.
You got a free place?
No.
And a dangerous game begins. Jules hatches a plan to even the score with his closeted tormentor, whose name he learns is Preston, and who's clearly doing a kind of drag himself, hyper-masculine with those tattoos and hot temper. But as trysts with rough sex give way to dinner dates...
Can we get a wine list?
Yeah.
You hungry, yeah?
Yeah.
We get a Chateaubriand.
The dynamic between them becomes harder to parse.
I'm just trying to work out what the vibe is here.
What do you mean?
I'm not imagining double dates with your friends anytime soon.
You're funny.
You keep this side of your life completely separate.
I'm a private person.
What is Jules up to here? Nathan Stewart Jarrett is playing him as at once vulnerable and determined. So is he stringing George MacKay's Preston along for revenge, or maybe softening towards his weirdly charismatic attacker, Stockholm Syndrome style? The answers the filmmakers come up with are more complex than you might expect.
You got a girlfriend.
Would you like it if I did?
Writer-director Sam H. Freeman and Inchung Ping aren't interested in queer victimhood in Femme. They and the actors who give life to these vibratingly conflicted characters are exploring rage, how some men socialize through aggression, and how sex can be every bit as much about power as about pleasure.
Come on, man.
Femme evolves over its tense 99 minutes from a smartly acted revenge thriller to something just as nerve-wracking and more obviously true to life, a confrontation between two men who, responding to social pressures in very different ways, are performing who they are. I'm Bob Mondello.